This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Before the Super Bowl earlier this month, we brought our World Service members the incredible story of Neil O'Donoghue, a young man from Clondalkin who went to the US on a soccer scholarship, but ended up playing 9 seasons as a kicker in the NFL. Now, a footnote to that story was the equally extraordinary tale of his father's sporting career. Mick O'Donoghue was a proud GAA man who also played international hockey and in fact became the first Catholic president of the Irish Hockey Union in 1949. This is the sort of activity that does not go unnoticed at the time where the GAA's Vigilance Committee, Murph, who promptly shopped Mick into the powers that be for playing a foreign sport.
Still, quite frankly, frowned upon that sort of behaviour. But anyway, on we go.
Even in 2021.
In certain pockets, you know.
It could land you with a ban from the GAA back in those days, playing hockey or anything else for that matter. This week we delved into the history of these shadowy vigilance committees. How do they operate? How are they perceived within the GAA? Why did their name make them sound like some sort of East German Stasi operation? So this vigilance committee is part of a wider story of the ban on foreign games, which ran from the 20s up to 1971, when it eventually fell at GAA Congress. A Congress that was held, in fact, almost exactly 50 years ago, April 1971. And it fell despite the GAA president of the time, Pat Fanning, speaking strongly in support of keeping the ban on foreign games. Here is Pat Fanning speaking 50 years ago now.
You will acknowledge the expressed will of the association and delete a rule which for many of us was a rule of life and reflected and epitomised the very spirit of our association. The rule deleted, what then? Do we then reject the past and with deletion proclaim ourselves a mere sports organisation? Do we forsake the tradition that nurtured, gave purpose to, and made of this Gaelic Athletic Association a great weapon in the cause of Ireland and Ireland's people? Are our clubs, their roots deep in parish, town and county, to cease to be GAA units as our fathers moulded them? Is it possible that our Gaelic fields, purchased and developed with GAA money so that Irish boys might play Irish games, may be used for other purposes to weaken and perhaps ultimately destroy the association? I am confident of the answers delegates to this Congress will give to these questions. Let us then delete this rule, if we must. But in a banless GAA, let us maintain the spirit that made this association great. Let us remain a national organisation, pledged to work as always towards an Irish Ireland, proud not only of our games, but of our language, our songs, our dance, our nationhood.
He was the GAA president. Of course, he was going to have a high opinion of the GAA and its importance in Irish life. But I think maybe our non-GAA... Anyway, listen, it was 50 years ago. That's the other point. And the bigger point is, Pat Fanning didn't want the ban to be removed, but he... he did the thing. Murphy did his duty as GAA president at the time and counted the votes, and off went the ban on foreign games.
I mean, what are we going to be? Just like a sporting organization? How lame is that?
Yeah, it is funny. Yeah.
It's actually not the worst thing to be, Pat, when, you know, you're organizing sport and all. You know, you shouldn't be looking down your nose at sporting organizations when you're an actual sporting organization. But hey, listen, many things have changed. Some things remain the same, but many things have changed since 1971.
It was a fun week in the Champions League this week as we got to watch Kylian Mbappe produce arguably the greatest performance of his club career so far. Sid Lowe, in fact, was one of the lucky few who got to see it in person.
As you can imagine, the Spanish response to this has been to talk about Mbappe coming of age at the Camp Nou, to talk about, the Spanish use this lovely phrase, they say, last night he got his doctorate. You know, this is a guy that graduated at the Camp Nou, that steps forward, that has his big night. And I must admit, I couldn't help reading that and thinking, hang on a minute, this guy's won a World Cup. This isn't his big night. And yet it sort of feels like that a bit, doesn't it? And we do kind of forget that he's still only 22 and that there may well be some improvement to come. Although, you know, the last two or three years show you that there can be stagnation as well as improvement, or that show you at the very least there can be plateauing. And I think what sometimes happens with very young players who impress us is we project onto them what they're going to be rather than just talk about what they are. And therefore, in a couple of years' time, when they're still bloody brilliant, we think it's not good enough anymore because we wanted them to be absolutely stratospheric. There is, I think, certainly in Spain, a sense that there are two players that are going to lead the next generation, which are him and Haaland. Obviously, that has been expressed in Spain, at least, as a kind of a sense of desire that these are the guys that Real Madrid might go and sign. And of course, everything tends to be done in these terms, and it can be tiresome at times. But it's a good gauge of how good a player is, because you get some players who become the exciting player that everyone wants Real Madrid to sign, but in 2 months' time, it's gone. Mbappe's always there.
It's good that Sid mentioned Erling Haaland in that clip, because Sid was also in Seville the following night to watch Haaland, inspired by Mbappe, produce his own masterclass, or earning his doctorate, to use Sid's phrase.
As the doctor himself said.
Dr. Sidney, yeah. Watching Haaland live, tweeted Sid, was so different to watching him on the telly. Just brutal. The sense that everyone and everything hangs on him. The panic. The way he seems to surge and warp everything. Wow. Said it breathless. I mean, he couldn't actually breathe. All he could do was type a tweet out at that point. He could not speak by the sounds of things.
Well, the first goal in particular was just ridiculous. I know it's one of the most tired things to say in sports journalism, but it really did look like a 16-year-old playing under 12s, you know, just like, get out of my way. I could dribble past you, but I'm not going to bother because I'm so much bigger and stronger than you. It's amazing. Wow. Absolutely.
Both
amazing.
Mbappe and Haaland were good fun to watch. All right, Murph, could you just open up that bulging mailbag in front of you there, please?
Okay, now, Owen, that's the one. Be warned, it is quite large. So, I mean, if you want me to go looking for something here, I mean, it's fine, but I'm going to be a while. That's
just
all.
Just open so it just, up. Let's see what's in there.
Okay, yeah. So,
whoa!
Just going to rummage around here. It is bulging.
It is chock full of strongly worded letters. That can only mean one thing. We were talking about James McLean this week on the podcast. See, this is what happens when you keep rustling. That's no problem. And this is what happens when you talk about James McLean on the podcast and try to figure out why it is that he is the subject of such horrific abuse online. And it seems in his day-to-day life as well. The problem is, as soon as you talk about this subject for more than about 10 seconds, you run the risk of being accused of... Well, listen, you're going to have to listen to the shows to hear what people were saying. But if I look a bit deeper, keep rustling there, Murph, I do see some complimentary letters in here. So, yeah, down near the bottom, after all the critical ones.
Just keep waiting here.
I'm pretty sure my mum wrote it. No, somebody was. No, there were actually a lot of members who seemed to appreciate that we gave it a go anyway and talked about this topic. So, Murph, will you just write back to all of those individually, please, as well?
Well, I mean, and I know they all emailed in, but I'm going to chase them all for a postal address so I can write them back.
They emailed, you printed, you put them into the bulging mailbag of critical mail, and now you're going to physically write back to all those.
A lot more man hours than perhaps are strictly needed here, Owen, but that's just how I operate. Call me old fashioned.
That topic dominated the back-to-back football shows on Wednesday and Thursday. So if you want to hear what was said, you can become a member now on secondcaptains.com for €5 a month plus VAT. If not, sure, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Murph.
Thanks, Owen.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Which phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.